On this week's Bluegrass Breakdown, fall is now upon us, and the new Bluegrass CDs are falling from the sky like manna from heaven. I'm Dave Higgs, and we'll be gathering up the latest from Mountain Heart, the Little Smokies, Eddie Sanders, Cane Mill Road, Sister Sadie, Newtown, High Fidelity, and Deeper Shade of Blue. Coming up this You Know You Want 'Em, and We've Got 'Em Right Here, Right Now edition of Bluegrass Breakdown. The Little Smokies from out in Missoula, Montana will get this shindig jump started with Ms. Marie from their latest Changing Shades.
The kids called him Miss Marie, a painter without brushes. She instead uses a body, cool, and she moves with grace and ease. But it had been a while since she had felt her heartbeat. Men smiled at Miss Marie, but she kept our lure alive, forever fond of its tasting. I guess this never deterred me, because for a while we danced, just me and Miss Marie. We spun each other round, then around, round, round, and high above the clouds, never to be found. I swam inside of blue eyes and almost drowned, spinning each other around. Wind up in these songs, the shadow of tragedy, a hardened, tarnished memory. From a time when I loved something so much more than I loved me, I spun myself around, round, 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 and high above the clouds, never to be found. I swam inside of blue eyes and almost drowned, spinning myself around and around and around, round, round, round. Disaster, Miss Marie. They wanted to know why she loved dancing. She said she never felt that free. As when she had aligned her body, mind, and feet, she'd spin herself around. Round, 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 round. We're kinda like now,
The Little Smokies with Ms. Marie from their Changing Shades release. Well, howdy friends and neighbors, Dave Higgs here, welcoming you to Bluegrass Breakdown and inviting you on board our semi-regular tour through the new Bluegrass CD bins, where we'll be rooting out just-released treasures from groups like Mountain Heart, who, to paraphrase an old Virginia Slim cigarette commercial, have come a long way, baby, to get where they are today. They've got their own sound now, baby. They've come a long, long way.
Last Friday I was drinking and driving, scratching gravel on every turn. Just a drinking and a driving with my pay in my pocket and my money was starting to burn. I drive up the road a little farther and stopped at the crossroads bar. Saw a curly-headed woman so fine and so fair that she could have been a movie star. I stepped up and said, young lady, I've got a little money to go. Can I buy what you're drinking, maybe two or three, take you to the picture show? I bought her a double shot of bourbon and I looked in her icy blue eyes, and there I saw the devil just laughing at me, the devil in a mean disguise. You like a rambler with me. We drove up the holler and we parked in the dark underneath a big white oak tree. I turned off my light and my motor and looked to my surprise. She had a little old 38 short bill pistol pointed right between my eyes. Shoot you with my 38 gun. She ordered me to vacate my auto and left me standing right there. I had to walk 20 miles that night just to cuss that woman with the curly brown hair. So boys, if you're sitting in a drinking with a curly headed woman so fine, if you ever see the devil in her icy blue eyes, you better move it on down the line.
This morning, put on my slippers, walked in the kitchen and died. And oh, what a feeling when my soul went through the ceiling and on up into heaven I did rise. When I got there, they did say, Brad, it happened this way. You slipped upon the floor and you hit your head. And and all the angels said just before he passed away. These were the very last words that you said. Please don't bury me down in the cold, cold ground. I'd rather have them cut me up and pass me all around. Throw my brain in the hurricane and blind half my eyes. The deaf can take both of my ears if they don't mind the size. Give my stomach to Milwaukee if they run out of beer. Throw my socks in a cedar box, just get them out of here. Venus to Milo can have my arms, look out, I've got your nose. Sell my heart to the junk man and give my love a rose. Please don't bury me down in the cold, cold ground. I'd rather have them cut me up and pass me all around. Throw my brain in the hurricane and the blind have my eyes. The deaf can take both of my ears if they don't mind the size. Give my feet to the footloose, careless, fancy free. Give my knees to the needy, don't pull that stuff on me. Hand me down my walking cane, sin to tell a lie. Send my mouth way down south and kiss my ass goodbye. Please don't bury me down in the cold, cold ground. I'd rather have them cut me up and pass me all around. Throw my brain in the hurricane and the blind have my eyes. The deaf can take both of my ears if they don't mind the size. I'd rather have them cut me up, pass me all around. Throw my brain in the hurricane and the blind can have my eyes. The deaf can take both of my ears if they don't mind the size. The deaf can take both of my ears if they don't mind the size.
Baltimore's edgy acoustic roots quartet, Charm City Junction, singing Please Don't Bury Me from their sophomore release, Duckpin. And Mountain Heart, now a quartet themselves without a regular banjo player. Scott Vestal played the five on the studio recording we just heard. They were in front with Curly Headed Woman from their new Compass project, Soul Searching. Sister Sadie, that all-female supergroup featuring five-time IBMA Female Vocalist of the Year, Daylan Bradley, mandolinist Tina Adair, banjoist Gina Britt, fiddler Deanie Richardson, and bassist Beth Lawrence, I'm getting all goosebumpy just saying their names in the same sentence, have burst forth with their second release from their aptly named Sister Sadie 2. This is I'm Not a Candle in the Wind. For you, alive. You gotta love a band that takes their name from an old-time song. Sister Sadie with I'm Not a Candle in the Wind, swiped from their sophomore outing on the Pinecastle label, 2. We'll let the girls take us up to and on through our break with a little bit of Raleigh's Ride, written by their banjoist, the great Gina Britt. And we'll be heading back to the new Bluegrass CD bins with the breathless anticipation of hearing the latest from High Fidelity, Eddie Sanders, Perennial Rye, and the Goodfellas, immediately following our break here on Bluegrass Breakdown. Thank you. We're back, fixing to unleash a singing, songwriting, guitar-playing dynamo from McAlester, Oklahoma, home of the McAlester Army Ammunition Plant, which makes most of the explosive devices used by the military, and the Oklahoma State Penitentiary, which the locals call Big Mac. It's also the site of the Sanders Family Bluegrass Festival, run by his family, one of the premier events of its kind west of the Mississippi. This is Eddie Sanders with the title track to his hot-off-the-press recording, Fast Train to Lonesome.
If you're looking for me, baby, I won't be hard to find. I'm right here where you left me, just me, myself, and I. Just take the fast train to Lonesome, I promise I'll be there. Day and night don't matter, 'cause I'm not going anywhere. By the time you hear that whistle blow, it's too late, you're headed down the track. On that fast train to Lonesome, a one-way ticket ain't no coming back. Knocking at my door, you can ring the bell forever, I don't live there anymore. When you told me it was over, I believed your every word. Don't you try and reconsider, I can't forget the things I heard. By the time you hear that whistle blow, it's too late, you're headed down the track. On that fast train to Lonesome, a one-way ticket ain't no coming back.
In Logan County, that mountain name there today. The valley is filled with poison, and I've got no choice but to stay. Good man that never returned, but we were all supposed to be grateful for the $30 a day that we earned. I was born on a mountain. Filled with poison, and I got no choice but to stay.
All the way from Columbus, Ohio, playing that authentic Appalachian feel, which they creatively twist in ways the Big Mon probably would not have approved, that was Perennial Rye with Logan County, which you'll find on their new self-titled foray. Sometimes a tune just screams for a long honkin' break in the middle. And Eddie Sanders was in the leadoff spot with the title track to his latest, Fast Train to Lonesome. Speaking of unexpected twists and turns, which would have probably raised the ire of the great white-haired father, consider the Goodfellas from Pinnacle, North Carolina. You gotta love a band that takes its name from a 1990 gangster movie starring Robert De Niro and Joe Pesci, especially when they get to some righteous picking and singing. From their self-titled disc, these are the Goodfellas in Dear Anna Lee.
Came and made me whole, I would not be denied.
As Jacob in the days of old, I wrestled with the Lord. And instant with a courage bold, I stood upon His word. Satan said my Lord was gone and would not hear my prayer. But praise the Lord, the work is done and Christ the Lord is here.
Two bands with some interesting names and even more interesting music. High Fidelity, taking its name from all those classic LPs from the 50s and 60s that had the words High Fidelity emblazoned thereon, gave us the soul-stirring I Would Not Be Denied from their new Rebel project, Hills and Home. And the Goodfellas, a play on the classic mob movie Goodfellas, were just before with Dear Anna Lee from their self-titled CD. Fiddler Natalie Tomlinson will escort us through our break and into more late breaking action with a little bit of the Sugar Tree Stomp, as rendered on her debut, Lucky 13. More new and tolerably fine music from Newtown, Cane Mill Road, Amanda Smith, and Deeper Shade of Blue on our return from our Lumen break here on Bluegrass Breakdown. Back with the latest endeavor from Lexington, Kentucky's hard-charging Newtown, ramrodded by fiddler Katie Penn Williams and her banjo-picking husband, Junior Williams, who always looks, for the lack of a better word, cool. Katie relates, quote, we play traditional bluegrass, but we also have a newgrass feel. We don't really get too extreme on either side, so I feel like we're in the middle somewhere, end of quote. And that's a fine place to be. From their new Mountain Home project, Old World, this is The Tough, Jump In and Drown.
A full moon shining bright, and there's no one else around. Standing on the riverbank, on the other side of town.
Wondering where the years of my life have flown. Well, They called us crazy, tried to throw us in the can. They didn't believe our newfound fans. They come around every week or two. Whenever they started feeling blue, I think about it every day. The last word that I heard him say, Bill Monroe would never play it that way. Just cause they don't look like me, mean we should treat them differently. Long as they tap their foot to the beat, whatever's hanging below their seat. This is the story of the curious case. The first time we played bluegrass in space.
From Sylva, North Carolina, that was Old Dirty Bathtub. Quote, part mountain heritage, part blue-collar work ethic, part cosmic wanderlust, end of quote. Singing the rollicking and wonderfully weird Bluegrass in Space is rendered on their new Pack Mule release. As the band proclaims, we may not be your grandpappy's bluegrass, but he'll dig it too. And Newtown was immediately prior with Jump In and Drown from their Old World recording. You're hearing the rollicking, high blue and lonesome sounds of new bluegrass locality thanks to Nashville Public Radio, Nashville, Tennessee, where Bluegrass Breakdown is produced by Scott Smith. You'll find playlists and past programs at bluegrassbreakdown.com and us at bluegrass@wpln.org. We featured this new collection a few weeks ago, but it oozes with such excellence and is so momentous that it's more than worth airing out again. I'm talking about, of course, the new Smithsonian Folkways tribute to the great, late, and never-to-be-replaced John Duffy. The album features contributions from the likes of James King, Dudley Connell, John Callan, Steve Gulley, John Starling, Don Rigsby, and on this track, Amanda Smith.
I still need you and I want you. she's the mistake that I never made. And now I wait too late. Long road ahead, kicking up dust, traveling around in a Greyhound bus. I spent 10 long years of my life chasing you just like I'm lost. Girl, I know I ain't exactly what you wanted, but don't get love come with a cost. Try to forget you if my mind would settle down. Don't you cry, don't complain, 'cause you're the reason for all my pain. I spent 10 long years of my life chasing you just like I'm lost. Girl, I know I ain't exactly what you wanted, but don't get love come with a cost.
Road, whose members grew up in Doc Watson country in North Carolina, gave us Good Love. That's from their new and second Patuxent project, Gap to Gap, named after the fact the boys drive between Doc's hometown of Deep Gap and Rocky Gap to meet and pick and sing. And Amanda Smith gave us a fine reading of If That's the Way You Feel, gleaned from the Smithsonian Folkways' new momentous salute to John Duffy, whose contributions to the genre cannot be overstated. Epilogue, a tribute to John Duffy. Well, our tour through the new bluegrass CD bins is about to come to a screeching halt. Before we slam on the brakes, we'll give Deeper Shade of Blue the final say with a little bit of Hook It from their new Mountain Fever excursion, Steam.
Thank you.
And on that high, happy, this ain't the first time I've seen the blues. This is the worst kind of pain I ever knew. It's a heartbreaking love, taking, aching without you, looking at a deeper shade of blue. Kind of note, this is Dave Higgs saying thanks for listening. Have a good week. See you next week. Goodbye, so long, and adios. Coming up on the next Bluegrass Breakdown, we'll continue our salute to one of bluegrass music's most influential labels during the 70s, Cincinnati-based King Bluegrass Records. I'm Dave Higgs, and we'll pick up the company's story in 1975 with tunes from Larry Sparks, Michael Rorick, the Kentucky Gentleman, David Lambeth, and the Boys from Indiana on the next Bluegrass Breakdown.